Welcome to Pebbles of Truth, hosted by Dr. Bruce McCracken, founder and president of House on the Rock Family Ministries. Our hope is that these biblical principles and practices, these Pebbles of Truth, will help you strengthen your marriage and family. To learn more about this program, visit us at www.pebblesoftruth.com. October's in full swing now, and we're really starting to see those Halloween decorations get together, and some of those decorations unveil the dark side. Mm-hmm. It's a time of year that the devil seems to capture the attention of our culture. So this month we're talking about the devil and his lies, because his goal is to trick us and not to give us any treats. Good afternoon and welcome to Pebbles of Truth, the radio ministry of House on the Rock Family Ministries. We've talked a little already about preparing our children for Halloween, and if you missed those shows, you can go out to our website, pebblesoftruth.com, and listen. Well, Bruce, it's always a challenging season of the year for us as Christian parents.
It is, Jeff, because Halloween is a time that the devil does take center stage, as you said, and it makes it a great time for us as parents to begin to talk about the devil with our children and our families. And we need to start by addressing the greatest lie that he, the devil, has ever perpetrated, and that is that he doesn't exist, that there is no devil.
That's so true. So many believe that there's no devil, mm-hmm. that he's a fictitious character who's, you know, ghoulish with red horns mm-hmm, and a mm-hmm. pointy tail and carrying a pitchfork around.
Right. And that part of the picture is true to a certain extent. And Jesus tells us that the devil is dangerous and he wants to bring us harm. He is a being that wants to hurt us. So, but when people don't believe that he exists, they're not afraid of him or leery of him. And he is much freer to deceive us through his lies.
Well, what's the best way to dispel that lie?
Well, I think the best way, Jeff, is to teach our kids that Jesus believes in the devil, and he taught his followers about him. And the most powerful lesson that Jesus gave about the devil is in John 8:44, where Jesus declared that he is a father of lies and a murderer, and he wants to trick and he wants to harm those of us that follow Jesus Christ. So that ugly portrayal conveys that he is dangerous and he should be feared, and we need to remember that he is the master of trickery and deception, and we see that in the early chapters of the Bible. You know, he first shows up there in Genesis chapter 3.
Yeah, the beautiful serpent who tricked Adam and Eve into eating the fruit.
Yeah, that's right, and the devil rarely wants to appear as ugly and frightening, but he wants to appear as, the Bible says, as an angel of light when he's trying to trick us. And in that chapter, he lies to Eve. He tries to tell her, God doesn't love you. He doesn't want the best for you. And in fact, God's holding out on you, because Adam and Eve, if you ate the fruit, you would know good and evil, and that God was a liar.
Whoa. There's a lot going on there, Bruce. What else can you tell us about that?
Well, I was moving quick, but let's look at that again in some more detail. God said to Adam, you may eat from every tree but one. Do not eat from the tree that gives you the knowledge of good and evil, or you will die. And in tempting Adam and Eve, the devil says, did God really say you can't eat of any of this good fruit? God's an awful person. He's not letting you enjoy all this good stuff that he's made for you. Yeah. He doesn't want you to have the best. And the devil lies about the character of God, that he's not loving, that he wants to harm us and hold out on us. And Eve rightly answers that, hey, wait a minute, that's not what God said. But the devil calls God a liar and says, you will not die. God's holding out on you, and he knows that if you eat this, you'll be like him. Again, the devil attacks the character of God and his love. So, you know, we learn from this account in Genesis chapter 3 that the devil's not afraid to call God a liar and to assassinate his character.
And don't we see that today? Mm-hmm. God's word's not true. God's just a guy that doesn't want you to enjoy the finer things of life.
Mm-hmm. Big Scroogey, right?
Yeah, that story would make a great family devotional this month and help us to teach our kids that the devil is a liar and that one of his favorite lies is that God does not love us.
Yeah, and I think, Jeff, the memory verse should be John 8:44, the devil is a liar.
Wow. Thanks, Bruce. We'll look forward to this and to next week as we continue talking more about the devil and his lies. Until then,
keep building your house on the rock.
You've been listening to Pebbles of Truth, a ministry of House on the Rock. To hear this program again or for additional information, please visit us online at www.pebblesoftruth.com.